Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. What up, Doja? What up, Super.
What can
Super.
I say? I'm back.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
In the flesh. Hey, yo.
Let's go.
Told you from the get-go.
Yeah.
I get money every day and my wrist glow.
Yeah.
So if you niggas in the way, better get low.
Uh-huh.
I pop a nigga at a show from the sixth row. Bet your bitch know. My bricks go for a nice price. My whip go. All you see is a bright light. Your bitch blow.
On
the pipe like a wishbone, a wishbow. I'm with these red bones, wishbow. You get it? We in it to win it, won't lose, broke rules, broke dudes, don't get it.
Know that.
I'm by the
know
coast,
that.
I'm by the coke, we go get it.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
boat with boat shoes that go with it. Big toast with big clips that go in it. So if it ain't about big chips, I ain't with it. It's in the game, my bloodline is full of dimes, it's in my veins. I've been down for the grind and it's still
Let's
the same.
Go.
Tell me what your pleasure is, either the green or the white. You let me know tonight, we can settle it. Tell me what your pleasure is. Briefcase for the white. You see something you like, I can measure it.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
You get money over
we
here,
about
boy.
That life. It ain't about the white, it's irrelevant.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
Uh-huh.
What's your pleasure?
Yeah.
Is. Tell me what your pleasure
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Pleasure,
yeah. Back to the grind, I'm back to it. I get on the track and light a match to it. Big hammer with a banana attached to it.
Yeah.
This rap
yeah.
shit wasn't bringing in stacks. I turned my back
Let's
to
go.
It.
Let's
your
go.
Bitch happy I'm back, cause you was born her. Heard you was ignoring her. Nigga, I'm enjoying her. Even though she had religion, she still took a scarf off her head, laid across the bed. While y'all go broke, I'd rather floss instead. I took a year off, I must have lost my head.
You back now,
but
boy.
I never
now,
lost
boy.
My edge. I arranged that robbery. Probably get your rings and chain snatch. Obviously, being on top's where I remains at. Honestly, I could get you tied to the train tracks. You would be amazed at how fast I blazed and made all the change back. Certified made cat.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
Yeah.
Either the green or the white. You let me know tonight. We can settle
huh.
it.
Tell me
huh.
what your pleasure is.
Briefcase for the white. You see something you like? I can measure it.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
We's about that life, it ain't about the weight, it's irrelevant.
Tell me what your pleasure is. What your pleasure is. Tell me what your pleasure
Let's
is.
Go, go,
yeah.
what your pleasure
oh
is.
Yeah, it's the kid from the back block crew. Made sacks from the trap and I rap hot too. When the gat caught, you could get your racks got too. We confiscating your bling and your laptops too.
Yeah.
Wanna brag about
yeah.
change, mine's that time too. Got a team, let your queen be the mascot too.
See
the sacks are blue, that's small time, my dog's grind. Hit the Gucci store, floor the whole fall line.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
Either the green or the white, you let me know tonight, we can settle
What's
it.
That?
Tell
What's
me
that?
What your pleasure
your money
is.
Like, boy.
Briefcase
like,
for the white, you see something you like, I can measure it.
Tell me what your pleasure is.
We's about that life, it ain't about the white, it's irrelevant.
Tell me what your pleasure is. What your pleasure is. Tell me what your pleasure is. What your pleasure
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah. Super, super, super.
Strong.
Doja.
Doja.
Doja. Yeah. Niggas talking about, man. Talking about money. Huh? Shit. I remember counting money Friday. All the way to Sunday. Cocksucker. We getting that money for real, boy. Fuck out of here.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. You know, it's two sides to every story. So we opened up the joint with my boy, Doja Smoke. Y'all already know. Everybody listening, thanks for waiting. Because if y'all must know Doe or know of Doe and know his time. And I know he probably snapping right now because I'm not giving him any access until I make my claim. It's your girl, Nita Capone. Thanks for tuning in the streets radio. We're going to go live. This is the official listening party live on air with my boy, Doja Smoke. And he made me late, y'all. So I'm going to bring him in on the line. I'm going to let him stay. I ain't even going to tell y'all what he did. I'm going to let him tell y'all. Yo, let's bring him in. Hey, Doe, where you at?
Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy, Doja the Drug.
Yo. Out there. You, Doe, tell him how you made me late. Just let him know. Go
Listen,
ahead.
You know how it be when you're trying to, you know. We here now, though. We here. You know what I mean? This is
Definitely
it's a great
here.
Time for me. This is my first album right here. And, you know, I'm very happy to be doing it with you, Nina. We go way back, so, you know what I mean? It's definitely on.
And we got to talk about that, and that's what this show is about, and that's why I wanted to make sure that I'm representing you, because we go back, we family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit was for real before motherfuckers was really teamed up doing hip-hop as a unit in Philly and running around really making this shit happen and taking them little road trips here and there, making shit happen. We were HK. We was doing
it. Yes, sir. Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Like, and it's crazy to be here right now. Like, we still doing this shit. Like, we in it. We older. We more mature. We know a lot more about the business now. I mean, we all know we passed up many a deal since we were all lyrical. We were all arrogant. We were cocky motherfuckers. Like, real
yeah,
shit.
We still are.
No, not me. Like, no. I'm a whole asshole, so not me. But I mean, like, so when I heard, you know, when I listened to the joint, and I heard some of it, but I didn't want to tell y'all why I ain't hear all of it yet, because it's dope fuck. But I'm playing everything on you. But anyway, like, dope. So what was the inspiration behind this joint? Like, in the flesh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, in the flesh. Like, that's a hot-ass title. But,
yeah, I just
like,
wanted to, the In the Flesh title came from, you know, just wanting to be, you know, all the way real, you know what I mean? Like, on the album, you listen to it, you know what I mean? It's real, it's my life. Whoever don't know me, you know, they can listen to the album and really know me after listening to it. So, you know, it's just me, you know, revealing my life in the flesh, you know what I mean?
That's true.
I just took it from there. Like, it started with the Wish Your Pleasure song, you know that song. I did that a year ago, you know what I mean? And I just build it off of that one record. So a lot of the records, you know, I build it over time. You know what I mean?
And
you
was dope.
Yeah,
and
the flesh is the real,
that.
Man.
When you heard the joint, that was the intro to the whole show. So for y'all who didn't know that, that was the Wish Your Pleasure. We rock out on that joint all the time. So I started the show out with that joint today.
Yeah,
and,
that heat, man.
Yo, that's a crazy joint. And, you know, it makes me, I compare all artists. I just can't help myself. But it's like, I'm a huge, crazy, stupid fan of Joe Buttons, a lot of motherfuckers. And I know you know why, but,
yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah, I definitely know why.
Yeah, but you know, like, but after, like, really getting to listen to him and really, like, feel him, like, I love the stories. Like, I'm in love with storytelling. I've always been, I guess, but to really hear, because I think that's how people relate to music. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I think we all have our own audience because people want to hear. You know, I make music so chicks can be getting dressed to go to the club and be like, you know, trying to mimic my voice and shit. Like, I'm Nita Capone, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I do that. So,
exactly.
You know, and I think that's important. Like, so who's your audience right now? Like, who are you looking at? Like, far as, I know we go back. So, I'm going to say, I know years ago, you know, we were street. We were street.
Right.
We were all the way funky with everybody. We was in the streets. Like, we was about it for real. Young Money and all them motherfuckers is fake. The shit we was doing was for
real. Really living that.
We really living that life and then talking it on the record.
Exactly,
so,
exactly. The fan base for me is pretty much, you know, I think that you could be rapping about anything as long as it's good music. You know what I mean? Anybody will buy good music. So you could be a street rapper or you could be a pop rapper, but if the music is good, they're going to buy it. But for me, I want people that's into lyricism. You know, I want people that's into, you know, storytelling. You know, I want the same fans that Biggie and them got. I don't want the fans that, you know, there's a fan of your song that's on the radio. I don't really care about that too much. You know what I mean? I do care about selling records, but I don't care about losing my integrity as well. You know what I mean? So I want
right.
I want to still be me at the end of the day, you know what I mean, without, you know, compromising my music. You know what I mean?
I came up with something for that because, you know, I'm creative, right?
I know you are.
I'm that creative. So I came up with something like that. Like, I say I don't have fans or audience anymore. Because people, you know, they tend to ask me in interviews, like, Nina, who's your audience? And I said, well, I don't have audience. I have listeners. And I look at it like that. And, I think that's what you're looking for as well. Because listeners know your lyrics. They
right.
know. You know, that's that concert. I said, because nothing's like a concert when you go to a concert and they know your words.
The lyrics. Right,
you know, and
exactly.
They're like, yeah, they're going to say my shit. Like, nothing make an artist more proud of our craft, you know. So, I do want to jump into one of these joints, because we got the whole record. This is an official listening party.
Yes.
And I want to jump into
whole
the
album
abyss. I want to jump into the abyss, and I want you to give us a little introduction to that before I jump into it. So where did that come from?
Yeah, this the, like, when I do CDs and everything, I want to make them as cohesive as I can. So, you know, like, The Abyss is the last record, so it's like the deepest record to me. So I made it the last record, and it's a real deep record. It's actually based on a time of my life where I was hustling, you know what I mean? And I had a lot of work, and I wasn't moving it the way I was supposed to be moving it, you know what I mean? So I was kind of broke. I was kind of struggling. I was kind of waiting for a call to move some work, you know what I mean? So it's a real deep record, and, you know, I closed the album off with it, so I hope everybody enjoys it. It's crazy. It's a really good record.
Well, it's your girl, Nina Capone. I got Doja Smoke, and we about to take a trip into the abyss real quick. Check it out, y'all.
In the flesh. The abyss. Need a minute before I tell my story. Yeah. 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 I'm from the hard part of life, when you are what you write. If the money's on your mind, you grind with all your might. When it's dark, I've reflected the mirror with the light, that's enlightenment. I can summon the lightning when I write, learn the vices. Anything that's worth it has a price. You gotta do it wrong before you can do it right. You gotta go to war before you can wear the stripes. You can't be on top if you afraid of heights. Ride, dark nights, I was pumping O's. In my sleeve to wipe a nigga runny nose. Moving my weed, trying to get something sold. Can't sleep, no heat, too fucking cold. Go in the fridge, it's bread, but it's fucking old. I'm on the road, nowhere to go. Hit my knees and pray to God to save my soul. My enemies stalking, I can hear the demons talking. The fiends, they be calling, the demons be talking.
Sometimes I be staying awake.
Created a lane, and like, how do you intend to stay, you know what I mean, stay focusing in your lane like that. Like, what's your plan? What's your met? Where can we find you? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, I did a lot of downloads with the mix, the Cool Kid mixtapes and all that. So I did, I'm beyond that now. I'm about selling my music and getting it out there. And, you know, it's doing very well digital. So the next step is getting it in the stores. We're on pace to do that. And I got a bunch of shows lined up. I'm actually doing the Interscope show on May 10th. It's hosted by Gilly. So, you know, it's just getting out there and getting in the flesh out there, being in people's face. I got two videos shot already. I haven't released yet. So it's about, you know, shooting the videos, getting out there. Because, you know, my buzz was crazy a couple years ago. And, you know, I'm just trying to reconnect with those fans, all those people that downloaded the mixtapes, just getting reconnected with them. But at the same time, you know, empowering myself with my own business. You know, I got my own company, you know, so I'm trying to drive that, you know, through the future. So in the flesh is going to be all over the place. It's just the beginning. You know what I mean? So, and I, like you said before, like, everybody raps. So there's a mixtape everywhere. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I think mixtape saturated the business to the point where people feel like they don't have to buy anything. So, you know, from now on, I'm not really putting out another mixtape. I'm only doing albums, and I'm going to do a lot of albums, but I'm no longer doing mixtapes. That's not for me. I want to get paid for what I do.
Right, right, right. I mean, we got products moving. It's time to sell it. It's definitely time to sell it. Like you said, there's a lot of mixtapes out here, and people really forgot the reason why we did music, why we became artists in the first place. I mean, of course, we love it, but, you know, some people, I also love being a computer engineer, but I also want to get paid for it. You know what I mean? So would you go into your day job and do it for free? So I think, you know, it plays a big role. I think we need to get our integrity back as artists. So that's dope to know that you're moving that on that and, you know, death to the mixtape at this point. And sorry,
yeah,
I had to
well,
say that.
Not yet, though. I'm a RIP after the DJ Drama mixtape. I got a DJ Drama mixtape I'm dropping around my birthday. After that mixtape, I will not do any more free mixtapes. So, you know, that's just what it is. So that's where I'm going to. I'm going to it on that tip. You know, it's about this business. That's it. My music is great. So, you know, if it's great, they should pay for it. You know what I mean? Free music is like, when someone gives you something for free, it's like they probably won't listen to it. But if they have to buy it, they're going to guarantee they're going to listen to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
absolutely.
That's what it's about for me.
I think mixtape started out as well, you know, just basically as a sample. Here's a sample of who I am.
Tool.
You don't know who I am, so here's a sample of who I am. So now I'm going, while you listen to this, I'm going to be working on the album. At least that's what I looked at it as. And then it got, you know, then everybody just started on mixtape after mixtape. And that was their whole career. Like, oh,
and it's all trash. I'm here to tell you that it's all trash.
Yeah, so, like, let's get back to the core of what we do and make music.
Exactly.
So that's dope. So you got to tell me about this next joint, All That, featuring Mo Chris. And I wanted, all right, you know I'm an asshole, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at this AZO, and I was like, all right, how I pronounce this joint, right?
It's Izo. Yeah, it's Izo, my homie Izo.
I wanted to say asshole, but
you probably getting a kick out of that.
I was like, I ain't going to call you that. But no,
yeah, I tried to get you for the album, but this song is dope because these two dudes that I respect as men, you know what I mean, and as artists, so, like, for me to do a record with you, I got to respect you as a man and then respect you as an artist, too. So, you know, to be on my album, you know what I mean, you got to be on that tip. So this is a dope record right here. It's a fun record. It's one of those records that, you know, I made for women. You know what I mean? I didn't purposely make it, but it just came out that way, so, you know. It's just me doing my chair thing on it, you know. It's a real dope record.
You know I'm biting it, right? You already knew that. Anyway, yo, it's your girl. Come on.
Go ahead. Go for it.
You know how I do. I got my boy Doja Smoke, All That, featuring Mo Chris and Izo. And I want to call you Izo so bad, but it just sounds wrong.
I know. It sounds like it's supposed to be, right? Let's get into this All That produced by my homie Self.
Yeah. Back block shit. Yeah. Bitch, you know I'm all that.
I be up on all that. So every shoe that's on the wall, I'ma get you all that. Every store that's in the mall, Louis V and all that. You ain't gotta pick and choose, you can leave with all that. Yeah, I know you got a dude, probably think he all that. Catch me in them Louis shoes, dark shade, straw hat. Maybe in the ball cap, never where them frauds at. Since you know I'm all that, you should go applaud that. Got your bra about to put a jaws where my balls at. Real G's never gonna see me where the law at. We be where the bras at. All we do is off that. All we do is live that. And all y'all do is talk that.
Bad hoes drop top.
We be up on all that.
Green, green weed, crack rock.
We be up on all that.
Timepiece, Audemars.
We be up on all that.
Be up on all that.
We be up on all that.
Yo, I be grinding, never fall back. Tim's on two belts, snap back. Hard hat, they used to act funny till I pulled up in that all black. Now they on the cock on my top like the star cat. Damn right, he all that. Hit once, never call back. Now you want my time, and my time is all that. We all across the board, check the scores, boy, where y'all at? What you doing? Cause you drawing, make believe, far bet. We be getting chicken, bread, chips, and all that. Racks, back to the back, get a platinum plaque where the walls at. A verse from me ain't shit for free, nigga, send your budget. Let's discuss it, but until the check clears, I ain't budging. See, when you on my team, we gon' all eat. And if you got a problem, nigga, call me. Pull up with that cake, got the stock out, pop out. Give a nigga all that, rock out, block out.
Bad hoes drop top,
we be up on all that.
I get it, I ship it, I pitch it, I flip it, I whip it, I give it away. Running my city, I'm up here in Philly or Ela, I'm hustling every day. Work, 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 working like a motherfucker. Up and at 'em in the morning, chirping like a motherfucker. And I'm surfing on that Greeno. I can't tell you about a grand, but I could tell you with a Pigo. Maybe tell you with a Zigo. If you grab a Leafo, win his money from the line like LeBron with a free throw. Blah. Yeah, yeah, bitch, yeah, she deep throw. I don't give a fuck, yeah, nigga, it's the G-code. Pussy play the sweet role, pussy nigga fall back. Money, hoes, and clothes, and we be up on all that.
Bad hoes drop top,
we be up on all that.
Green, green, we crack rock,
we be up on all that.
Yeah, he fucks me up. He's one cool motherfucker, yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, that's the next album. The next album is going to be called Chad. Just letting everybody know that.
Chad. Yeah. He's saying that shit. He's going to have me all in my Chad. Look at me like, what the fuck? Teenagers not that cool. So y'all teach me all this cool shit, and then I become cool, and my kids be like, burn, like, for real, stop.
That's not
You're not that cool. I am
right.
cool motherfucker. I be like, Chad.
But, I hear it sound right, too. You're doing it right, too.
I got it. I see how you spelled it and everything. I took it down. I got it all right. It's ready. It's ready.
Yeah,
that's what my name.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
So here's the thing though. Like I got some shit going on. You know, I got a little reality / talk show for the TV coming up.
Okay.
That's in the making, and definitely want to have you on here. So my whole thing is like, are you getting your? I know you got to be getting your performance coming. You know, because. You know how I am about that. So I'm like, all right, that's what the show going to be about. I want to definitely get artists, especially artists that are doing albums, because
yeah,
I will not be bringing on any artists that are focusing on mixtapes, because it's kind of like, I mean, this is live TV, national television. So
right.
We definitely want to have artists who are actually trying to sell records. So
right, and doing original songs, too.
Original songs, mainly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. It's just a jump off of the industry's radio. Our show here, but it's TV. You know, I got a nice little pilot that was put in place, and here we are. So we
go for it, man. I'm behind you. I'm supporting that. Go for it.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
but,
I'm behind that.
But that's one of the outlets. You know, so how do you feel about doing something like that? I know a lot of artists. You know, I interview a million artists here, so. A lot of artists say, you know, well, I just do the studio. I don't know about the whole TV thing. Like, what do you feel about the whole
Like I said, it's in the flesh.
Now?
It's in the flesh now. Like, because of what I was doing, the kind of life I was living, I was very private about it. I'm going to answer your question, but it's like it goes into another thing. Like, a lot of dudes rap about, yeah, I'm moving this and moving that in their records, and they may be really doing it, and I find that stupid. So, you know, when I was doing my thing, I was just trying to come up with the wittiest punchlines and shit like that, like, but not really rapping about my life, you know, from a first point view, you know what I mean? So now it's like where I'm at with it, I'll do a reality show. A couple of years ago, you know, 4 years ago, I would never do that because my life was, I'd be arrested and everybody around me would be arrested. So right now I would definitely do that because, you know, I'm just talking about my life now, you know what I mean? So I think reality shows is something that everybody's doing. You got to have one. So, you know,
when it gets
to that point, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, that's definitely dope. So who's some of the artists that you've been, like, really, you know, working with, bonding with? I mean, I think we all need that kind of motivation around us, and we got to link up. So I know you're doing the mezzanine. You know, that's
right.
Where the show's going to be at, and that's going to be dope, you know, hosted by Gilly the Kid. So
right.
I know that's going to be a good look. Gilly definitely bringing him out.
So, right.
And, he, you know, we're going to have him on the show next, and I'll tie him up, put him in a headlock, and bring him. But
right.
I gotta choke him too. Y'all be killing me. But
that's your family, you know.
That and that's even worse. That's worse than you. Like what is going
right.
on? But you know, like definitely, you know, like what's it like? I mean, as a female rapper, I can definitely say it's different. I mean, for me, it's always been different. You know, to walk into a studio and the respect that I get is different because I'm a female. But
right.
how does it feel for you to walk in a place and I'm a shout the Batcave out, and I always use that as an example because, you know, the fellas be there. So
right.
How does it feel as another male rapper to walk into that, you know, that room of other male rappers? Like, what's the comfort level right now for you?
It's dope because I feel like I'm really the nicest nigga that's really doing this. Like, when it comes to lyricism, I don't know about swag and all that because I don't really care to know about that. But when it comes to, like, lyricism, I'm, like, I've been around the nicest niggas. Like, you know that. HK was, like,
God, that team was phenomenal.
You know what I mean? Like, and they're not here. If they were here, I'd be barking even harder. So, like, you know, for me, it's just, like, I don't really feel no kind of way being around any rapper. I'm sure they'll tell you the same thing, but, you know, I'm totally content with myself. Like, I know that I'm beyond niggas, for real. But, you know, it's just the people I've been working with really has just been Act Block. You know, Blanc got his joint coming out. Izzo, Mo Chris, you know, shout out to everybody. You know, it's a lot of niggas that I work with or whatever, but, you know, that's what it is. I'm just keeping it moving like that. I don't really do shit with outsiders, for real, you know what I mean? Because
right,
I don't
right.
really know them like that or whatever, so that's what it is. Just keeping it tight with my fam, you know. Hopefully me and you will be working on something soon. I already talked to you about that, so
Yeah, definitely.
You know what
that
I
goes
mean?
Without saying.
I get around these rappers, they know me. These rappers is really, a lot of these rappers, they really fear me because they're like, shit, if this guy gets the light, it's really on. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
It is what it is. But shout out to all the rappers in the city and all over, you know what I mean?
Well, it's good to know that it's love and there's no beef. Because I hate to be interviewing somebody and the hate come out because it's like, it's a lot of hate. I mean, in Philly, and I think we kind of getting over it. Well, I seen it happening for a minute, and then it came back. It's like, all right, we shut it down for a few seconds.
That's because niggas don't have shit and they don't really have a lot of opportunity. So if they see you with an opportunity, they going to hate on that. They're not hating on you per se. They hating on the opportunity that you may be blessed with.
But I
never had an ounce of hate in my body. So, you know, I don't get that kind of love. I don't put that out, so I don't get that back. So, you know, I never experienced that.
That's dope. And speaking of such, takes me to your next record, Cloud Life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't hear this yet, but, you know, of course, Cloud Life. And for the smokers, shout out to all the smokers out there, you know, 411, you know how we do it. But
yeah.
What is this one of them records?
Yeah, Cloud Life is just Cloud Life is the name of my company, that Cloud Life Records, and it's also going to be the name of my clothing line, Cloud Life. So, but Cloud Life is deeper than weed. You know, it started there. That's the origin of it. But Cloud Life is just my life, just wanting to be different, saying shit different, living different, dressing different, just being different. You know, and I feel like it's a lot of people out there. So, you know, a lot of people going to get underneath that Cloud Life umbrella because they realize where I'm coming from. So everybody that's really on that Cloud Life shit and don't really know what that means, they going to know what it means when they hear the song. It's just living in the clouds. It's just being above all the bullshit, you know what I mean? And just being content with you and knowing you're somebody, you know what I mean? So this song is dope. This number 2 on the album is Come On After In The Flesh. So it's a different song. I normally do like East Coast type of joints, but this is like a bounce kind of record produced by Faust, so it's good. It's really good.
Well, let's jump into this joint because I'm desperate to hear it right now. So I got my boy Doja Smoke on the line right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to jump into this Cloud Life. It's your girl Nina Capone on the Streets Radio. Stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah, in the flesh. Yeah, them niggas hating, but fuck them niggas. Them niggas wasn't with me when I did shit. Them niggas wasn't with me when I made that. Tried to play a nigga, but I never played that. A nigga need a change, so I changed that. I always been a loyal nigga, and I stayed that. Okayed that. Made a choice. Had to put on for my niggas, so I made a joint. In the flesh, I'm fucking here. If it ain't about my niggas, I don't fucking care. If it ain't about them figures, I don't fucking hear. Shit was looking kinda cloudy, now it's in that way.
What we talking about?
Now what we talking about? If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about? Now what we talking about? Now what we talking about? If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about? I let you see it, I let you see it. You close your eyes and you can see it. And when you see it, go fucking be it. Trying to be it, I'm trying to be it. Look in the sky and when you dream it, then you can be it. And then you fly, yeah. Fly high, fly by. Baby, I'm the truth, fuck it, why lie? Get money, I'ma die trying. I'm so fly, I'm probably gonna die flying. I'm so high, I could go skydiving. Keep your money in your pocket, baby, I'm buying. We struggle, so we hustle. Went aboard a joint and then we made it double. We so strong we ain't never have to pay for muscle. Cause when the shit's on, I'ma be the one that snuffs you. Do it without being high. I couldn't see myself without being
now
fly.
Now what we talking about?
Yeah. Now what we talking about?
Yeah.
If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about?
Yeah.
Now what we talking about?
Yeah.
Now what we talking about?
Yeah.
If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about?
Yeah.
I let you see it, I let you see it. You close your eyes and you can see it. And when you see it, go fucking be it. Trying to be it, I'm trying to be it. Look in the sky and when you dream it, then you can see it. And then you fly.
Yeah.
Fly high, no wings on. So fly,
how they wanna see me with my brain gone. But my brain's on, and my chain's on. Get my game on, with your mange on. Yeah, put some white wine in her all night. Then I might put my pipeline in a you wife. Like you tryna spend a lifetime with her, not me. I leave, let the night light hit her. I'm done with that, you loving that, you stuck with that. I go, you trusting that, you nutting that. I don't fuck with that, you know. I'm a smutting that, then ducking that. She coming back to my show. It's understood, I fucking good. That's about life, and you know.
Now what we talking about? Now what we talking about? If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about? Now what we talking about? Now what we talking about? If we ain't talking about that money, what we talking about? I let you see it, I let you see it. You close your eyes and you can see it. And when you see it, go fucking be it. Trying to be it, I'm trying to be it. Look in the sky, and when you dream it, then you can be it, and then you fly.
To listen to that whole joint, like, like, you know how you get, I'm sitting here straight zoned out in this joint, like, yo, this joint all right, it's really lyrical, like, I don't know, I like it, I'm definitely feeling that joint, that's gonna be, I'm gonna have to load this one up, this is
yeah,
gonna,
that work right there,
that's definitely gonna be one, and you know, I like lyrics, I like lyrics, so, and
that
I'm,
record
I'm
just felt good
it.
To me. It's a
feel-good
record.
It felt good to me. It felt good to me, bro. Just now. I'm just, yeah. You got me ready to light a candle and just be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to light my candle.
That's what it's for. You know, you get your nice little joint going on and your candle going on and your little white wine.
And be like, that's
it.
I'm literally sitting here lighting a candle. And see, if you, you know what I mean, like, we supposed to go super live on them. I had the cameras and everything out. But that's for the next interview. We're going to hold off on that.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Listen, we're going to do it so big for DJ Drama. We're going to do it crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Definitely going to be crazy.
Yeah, we're going to do it crazy.
All right, now my candle is lit.
You all ready to go now?
Yeah, because I was just off point for like 5 seconds. But that joint just was like, yo, why your candle not lit, Nina? What you doing? Like,
That's one of those records right there.
So the mezzanine is coming up. Like, that's going to be the jump off. I know you got, you know what I mean? We got promoted right now. So I'm going to definitely put it up on the website. I seen the flyer. I'm going to snake it down and, you know, put that up. So,
right. So
what's the image? I mean, image is everything right now. And, you know, I got to really get with image because, you know, I'm not a camera type girl. I'm the cute face. Like, a lot of people don't even know what I look like. And it's crazy because they hear my mouth so much in places, like I'm always talking somewhere, but they don't know that it's Nina Capone. And
right.
I've never been, you know, a forefront type person. I'm not really into the whole, like, I never felt like I had to prove myself, but I think right now we live in a day and age where, you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and, like, everything is put your picture up, show your face.
Right.
So, like, what's your marketing plan behind that? I mean, I know we're really not from this era, so we're kind of walking into something new. Like, how do you plan to market yourself that way?
I didn't know, like, women regard me as being sexy. I never really knew this, though, like, you know.
You ain't know that, though.
No, I really didn't.
We ain't going to get under that live on air, but whatever, though.
You know what I mean? So, look, on some real shit, though, like, I don't mind that. It's just, you know, just being real and just being yourself in the pictures and the videos and all that. You know what I mean? Like, we shooting these videos. I don't have no Bentleys or no Maybachs in the videos and none of that because I ain't talking that. You know what I mean? It's really
right.
None of that is really in the music. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just, and it's acceptable because, you know, the reality show shit is out right now and everybody's just shown who they really are. You know what I mean? So
right. For
me, it's really not a big deal. I love it. You know what I mean? But it did take a little time to get with it because, like I said, we from the era just putting your music out, not people being in your life.
Right,
yeah, not people really being
your
in your life.
They wasn't trying to really be involved. Now it's like, you know, and I catch a lot of slack because, you know, like, I got a personal relationship that, you know, like, I'm dealing with somebody and I'm like, I want to put it out there and I don't want to put it out there because I'm like, I don't want that person to have to deal with, you know, the shenanigans of Nina Capone. Because a lot of times, if I'm dealing with somebody, he get hated on just because he's fucking with me.
Yeah, but you know,
like,
what? That's going to happen if you do it or if you don't. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
people are going to see
no
you
no
with that.
Right.
Yeah, people are going to see you no matter what. So if they see you, it's just, it is what it is. Like, I'm for it, whatever. You know what I mean? You want to see who I'm with? There you go. You know what I mean? So
ta-da, motherfuckers. I'm getting a shirt that says ta-da.
Listen, and you know what? That's a good idea. But it's just like, that's what it is. And I, like I said, I don't really mind it. That's why the whole theme of this new grind is in the flesh. Everything is there. I want everybody to know. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
So it's,
I mean,
you already put yourself out there. And I'm great touch on that. You know that, right? I got to touch
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Well, look, it's there. It's in the music. Like I said, a lot of things I wasn't able to touch on because, you know, we were doing that shit. So, like, you can't just be, like, a lot of niggas kill me
with
that.
No, we ain't never been into that. Like, oh,
listen, a lot of niggas kill me with that shit, though. Like, that, you know, their shit's real and they rapping about doing that. You know what I mean? But it's like, do you really want niggas to know that? You know what I mean? So, whatever.
Talking too much in your music. It's dry snitching in your music. Like, motherfuckers.
On your own shit. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is.
Motherfuckers. Like, it's real out here. You know?
Right.
So, but that ain't what I was talking about. I'm going back into the actual physical. Joe, I know you. I know you. You hot like me. We hot. No matter what motherfuckers say about us or how attractive we are on the back end, we be like, oh, you know. Because we modest type motherfuckers. But you know it's time to break out of that modesty and be sexy ass, black ass dove. You know that, right?
Yeah. He's so funny.
Chocolate ass nigga.
You're the funniest ever.
Like,
yo, you are the funniest
like,
ever.
You know, girls tell me I'm sexy. Nigga, no, he's sexy as shit. Back in the day, and bitches would be mad at me because I'd be with all these sexy ass niggas. And I'd be like, I'm not my boyfriend, check off, do you? They
right.
Be like, damn, but you with him. I'm not really with him like that. Like, it's my homie. Like, go ahead. But,
yeah.
Go ahead,
you know.
Go.
And no,
like,
I really, because I don't.
With the stairs, I'll be like, oh, no.
Nah, I don't know about all that. I just,
whatever,
that's what I
hear. Y'all funny as shit. Oh, my goodness. So, speaking of such, the next joint I want to jump into was Doja From Behind. From Beyond.
Yeah.
I
from
said
beyond.
That so far.
Pause.
Long.
Pause. Pause. Big pause. Capital letter pause.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
God. Thought I was sitting here smoking something. I'm not, y'all. I'm not. It's just a candle. It's all a candle. All right.
Yeah, see,
so,
you
so,
are smooth now.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm on my chair. So, tell us about this joint right here, Doja From Beyond.
Yeah, this record is like it's a crazy record because it's hard to explain this record because it's such a deep record. You know what I mean? It's, the wordplay is great. I'll start there. Like, the wordplay, like that, the lyricism is all that. And it's just, you know, it's really about trying to be in that elite circle, you know what I mean, trying to get somewhere, and whatever gets in the way, you destroy it. So it's one of those ride out songs, like them HK songs, you know what I mean? So
okay, you take it back to art, we do.
Yeah, but it's just really different, you know what I mean? You got to hear it, and then, you know, you can assess what you think about it.
We definitely about to do that. We definitely
yeah, it's a dope record, though. It's one of them Doja joints.
Well, here we go. Without further ado,
let's
this
go.
Is y'all needed to pause Doja Smoke, Doja From Beyond, y'all. Check it out.
Jazz. 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 I'm more of a sinner, far from a saint. Yeah, I'm off the wall, I'm far from the paint. Niggas thinking they hard, but pause, niggas ain't. I'm like a pastor, I make people faint. Make them feel holy, homie, you think that you're going to heaven, but really hell waits. Thinking that you're doing God's work, but wait, everything you ever did was fuck fake. You might as well ball, the end gonna come soon. You might as well divide with a one shroom. Doing that gun boom, they took my main homie. So I'ma sell till it's hellfire flames on me. For the love of the doves and the ice. Trade pound snub till your mug say goodnight. A tub full of blood, hit your mug with the knife. So you ever fuck with the drug, it's your life. As part of
it's
your
life,
just forbidden, ungodly. For the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati, the Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati, the Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati, the Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati.
Hey, yo, I got no religion, but I believe in God. But that about it. One shot makes this boomer cot lift. Off of the high horse, flows with the force. Bottles get bought, fit holes in the Porsche. Flip phones and I hit home for the shorts. Keep chrome by the hip bone for the torch. With shit that could tear the hip bone off a horse. So I zone, but of course, I got guard men pacing back and forth on the porch.
Cause God bless me with a mess full of swagger. Laser, beef a hater, chest full of plasma. Later, Grim Reaper come with the dagger. And all I'll be doing is basking in laughter. This life and the fireworks after. It's this life and the fireworks after.
It's part of this life that's forbidden, ungodly. Before the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati. The Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati. The Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati.
The money's about as tall as the beanstalk. I don't say nothing at all, the green talk. I'm a boss player with a clean start. And all you are is a king with a queen's heart. And I put y'all right by the courtyard. Shoot your whole house, I'm even killing the porch star. Shit is on when the fifth burst out. But that nigga was wrong, the shit works out. I'm ballin', you can see it all in my face. I made a circle and I don't mean draws on the shape. The purple, yeah, I'm working with the weight. I mean the top of the bag, you working with the shake. Great, it is what it is. Hollow tip, leave your shit bleeding like a pig. Swallow it if I don't get all of my bread. Then all of y'all dead if I don't get all of my bread.
It's part of this life that's forbidden, ungodly. Before the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati, the Illuminati. Cause for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati. The Illuminati. Just for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati. The Illuminati. The Illuminati. Just for the money, I'll probably join the Illuminati.
Alright, though. This joint right here was real political.
Yeah.
And, like that's going definitely, you know what I mean, like, I'm going to touch on it. I'm going to definitely touch on it. That's going to be a joint that I'm going to save for the TV show. Cause I
yeah,
want my
do
fucking...
that.
I'm going to save all my good questions for the TV interview because I know that one right there is going to definitely stir up a little bit of something. So, but where did that come from? I mean, where'd you... Like you said, that was deep. I see why you couldn't explain it, but I see where it's going lyrically. But for those who are not lyricists and who are listening... Like, they won't want to, like, where was he going with that? Like, why did he say that? Because people hear this Illuminati, and they don't really understand the secret society. They don't know what it is. They just know what they see.
Right.
Which, you know, which that's what it is. It's put out there to let you believe whatever we tell you. So,
right.
So where were you? I mean, I know where you were going, but I need you to explain to the audience, where were you going with that?
I mean, like, because, you know, it's Doja from beyond. It's just, like, on the tip. Like, I think that... a lot of people, you know, are good people, but they do bad things and, you know, vice versa, you know what I mean? So what people try to say about the Illuminati, like, it's not like it's some type of secret force. You know, I want to be around people that's getting the money. So that's
right.
That's what it's pretty much about. It's not nothing crazy. You know, although I did make that hook so it could have shock value so people could be like, oh, shit, this fucking guy's crazy. But, yeah, like, but no, it's really, yeah, it's not. It's not no demonic shit or nothing like that. It's just, you know, me saying I want to be around the elite niggas, and you niggas call them the Illuminati, so let me be around them, you know what I mean? And it's also touching on, you know, like, fraudness, like, you know what I mean, in the church and stuff like that, you know,
right,
since
right.
We touching on the Illuminati and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just, it's like, I don't have no religion, but I believe in God, but that about it, you know what I mean? So that's where I draw the line at with you, you know what I mean? It's just... It's one of those records. I'm going to let the public, you know, decide what they feel about it. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those
public,
deep records.
Though? What do you mean?
You know, I have my own ideals of what the record is, and, you know, that's what it is. But
no, I think
like
it's
one of
record.
My, like a friend of mine's heard the record and was like, oh, you fucking with them now? I'm like, nah, trust me. I'm definitely not, brother.
But see, that's the thing. They didn't, that person that listened didn't get it. And I think that's the great part about music. You can say what you want in there, and people are going to perceive it any way that they want,
right?
It, you know, no matter what, be it what it may, they're going to say, okay, well, this is what he meant. And I can hear that argument in the room, like, no, dude,
yeah.
Want to be, he on Illuminati, he trying to be
yeah.
One of them niggas, like, and, you know, and I hear what you're saying, you want to be, you know what I mean, like, I'm trying to be with these elite motherfuckers, like, I'm about my grind.
Yeah,
like,
and you know, music is a painting, you know what I mean, so everybody going to look at a painting and see different things, and that's one of those records, you know what I mean, so... I love that record because it's on that tip. You know what I mean? It's just one of those records that you're going to listen to and be like, is he on that tip or is he on that tip? You know what I mean?
Right,
so whatever.
Right, right.
It's just one of those records that I really wanted to have on the In the Flesh album.
I like it. Let the judging begin. Let the judging begin. I know you're going to feel that. You can hold that one, though. You can have that one.
Oh,
I'm not going to use it no more.
I know. You got the candle lit.
Yeah, I'm in my groove right now. It's like alcohol for me. So so this next joint. Oh, and the joint, you know, like, and when it came on, I definitely have to say it did have that HK feel.
Yeah,
I remember those records, and that's why I still listen to the old HK music. It inspires me. You know, I think we were one of the strongest camps as far as lyrically. I mean, there's not too many camps even now where everybody can get down. You know what I mean?
I remember battling 60 niggas one time in a store in South Philly, just battling. Like, that's what we was about. We was about, like, today, a lot of niggas don't get tested that way. You know what I mean? Like if you're hot, it's because you said you was hot on the record. But, nah, nigga, you hot because, you know, you went against other hot niggas and then you were hotter than them. You know what I mean? So
I remember fucking riding up NYC, jumping out the MTV Hummer. Like,
come on, you done took me back now. You done took Jerome back.
They like, motherfuckers who know who I am, like, yo, that's the chick that be up New York jumping out the Hummer. Like, I got my dude jumping out of fucking Hummer at the MTV joint just rapping with niggas at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like,
doing it.
Like, this is what I do. And then coming to Philly, being in the studio there with y'all, just out here. Like, I'm out here. Here I am. Like, you know what I mean? I think that goes back to the essence of hip-hop and really, like, what we about when we do this. And I think that's why we're so lyrical. And
that's Doja from Beyond. That's hip-hop. When I heard that beat, I wanted to do hip-hop. That's hip-hop. The song Theo, Wish Your Pleasure, that's hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, In the Flesh, those records are real hip-hop records. So, it's true to form. I had a nigga who's an underground rapper. I can't remember this guy's name because I'm not good with remembering names, but... this nigga was like, man, your album is just like, it's a little bit underground a little bit, you know what I mean? So, and I wanted that feel, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's what, I mean, it's what gets In the Streets Radio its play. I mean, you know, I'm getting 10,000 downloads per show right now.
Right.
And I'm getting them because people are looking to hear you, you know what I mean? And me and the other artists out here who you can't find in the actual store right now. You can't hear on the actual radio right now. I think, you know, like I did some surveys, and I have young people that I interview just to find out, well, why do you listen to In the Streets Radio? And they like, because you play stuff that I don't know how to find or I might not hear. It's because I'm out here. I'm really dealing with underground artists. And this is what people want to hear. People don't want to hear the same old shit all the time. I mean,
shit
I like
corny,
Rihanna. I love
corny.
Rihanna. I think Rihanna is a dope female artist. But I get sick of hearing her all the time. So I know in order for me not to, you know, not to hear her today, I got to go to In the Streets Radio and listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
all day.
You want to hear something different. You want to hear, like, Honey Cocaine. Like, I played her before motherfuckers knew who she was. Like, I ain't even going to hold you. I announced her as Iggy because that's who I thought she was. When I got the record was something different. You know what I mean? It came with another name.
She raw with it, too. Honey Cocaine is raw with it.
She's killing it right now.
Yeah,
you know, so shout out to Honey Cocaine. Definitely got a collab with her. But
she raw with it.
You know, and it's a lot. It's so much out here in this, you know what I mean, in this game right now with so much to do, so little time. You know what I mean? You're looking at the younger people and what they're doing. And, of course, I got to ask you, how do you feel about the new music right now? Like, being a lyricist. Being, you know what I mean, like, I have teenagers in here, which is why it would have been dope if you were sitting here right now because they'd have gritted on you because they'd have been like, damn, this nigga got all these lyrics. He's saying too much. He's doing too much.
But you know what? You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I got a lot of young fans myself, and they into lyrics. It's all about, like, if it's a young weirdo nigga, then, you know what I mean, then that's that. He going to be into the shit because of the beat because he want a pop lock to it. I don't want that nigga listening to my shit, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my biggest listening base, believe it or not, is that my daughter goes to grad. So, you know, she like, Mom, everybody say they listen to your music, you know, your show, because you play a lot of the underground. You play people, you know, that they never heard before. And this is what young, they want to hear that lyrical shit. They sick of the bubblegum music. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's okay sometimes if I want to pop and do my thing and dance a little bit. But sometimes I want to chill. And so my friends would just play something in the background, you know, that theme music, I call it. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, who making it? Who's making it? You
know
what I mean?
You could do that kind of music. You just, like I said, you just got to be lyrical with it. Biggie did that shit. Biggie was lyrical, but he still made songs for chicks, you know what I mean? So it's just, that's what it is. But, you know, I think nowadays niggas don't really care about that, you know what I mean? The listener does, though. Listeners still do, because it shows all the rappers that actually make money in the business, they can really rap.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? So that's what it is, you know what I mean? The corny niggas, they get YouTube views. They don't get sales, though, so...
Exactly, and that's the difference. That's the difference.
Yeah, give
like,
me the sales. You can have a YouTube. You can be on
like,
YouTube.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, do you want YouTube? Are you like a commercialized, want to be seen type artist, or are you an artist that's looking to get a check for this? Like, I've been getting paid for doing music for over 20 something years, but I've never went platinum in your face because I've never been, like I said, that artist to be all over TV. But I get shows. I've always done shows. You know that. Like,
yeah,
I've always done shows and toured. Shit, I toured damn near every year for the last 20 years. My mother's on tour. And I say this to say that there is money in this music industry, but you got to decide where you want to be. You know what I mean?
You definitely do.
You trying to be in the lane for money right now. So
exactly.
I say go for it. Welcome to the club, shit. I don't even do this shit and put it. I'll be like, man, everybody be like, man, you still making music? You damn right. I'm still making money. So
yeah,
rocking,
all
damn
day.
Right, I'm making. So tell us about Theo. You mentioned it, so I got to go to that one next. Tell
yeah.
us about Theo.
He's
not kidding Cosby's, right?
Oh, listen, Theo is Theo is that work. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Theo is just one of those records that I wrote in the wee hours of the morning. And, you know, I love that record because it's street. It got a little hint of anxiety, paranoia going on, you know what I mean? And it's just a dope record. The lyrics, everything is just, shout out to Jay Strong, sent me the beat. I wrote the joint that night. So, you know, this record is crazy. This is what In the Flesh is about, so.
Let's jump into it. It's Theo, y'all. Got my boy Doja Smoke on the line. It's In the Streets Radio. Let's do it.
Chad.
From the grind, no time to think about anything else, just wealth. And even though I'm playing with the cards that the gods might have dealt, don't need help to get it, cause I did it by myself. Man, to get it, I eat, sleep, cheap heat. Soon as my goons hit them up, we tweet about it like Chief Keef. I be about it, you read about it, then write about it. But you ain't did it, you read about it, then lied about it. I know niggas that really did it and died about it. The judge threw a nigga life and he smiled about it. Nigga, how's about it? Real niggas move quiet, you oughta try it, cause you be all loud about it. You niggas so tense on Vicks and proud about it. Nigga, I'm down about it, like it ain't the ground around it. You know it's mean when the fiends wanna crowd around it. M16, leave your head with a cloud around it. Or some other shit that don't spit sound about it. So go ahead. Here, tell the town about it. I've been up, I've been down, but I never got down about it. I just tried to figure out a way to go around without it. Before Dio, he go in, and it's an ongoing thing, it won't be no end. At the top, it's only me, it won't be no friends. At the top, it's only me, it won't be no friends. Nigga, I'm so like Nino, five to treat me like Dio, till I'm seen a kilo for Rio. I'm so like Nino, five to treat me like Dio, till I'm seen a kilo. Like Nino, pop shit to treat me like Theo, till I seen the kilo for Rio.
Yeah.
I'm so like Nino, pop shit to treat me like Theo, till I seen the kilo. It's the kid D-O-E, boss out. I got your name on my list and it's finna get crossed out. You niggas choke like the piff that I coughed out. You niggas broke, so what the fuck you talk about? I stick them people on his ass if he crossed though. Get me evil on his ass with a crossbow. Niggas talk so. So, like they on a talk show, like they struck a deal with Harpo. Try me, yeah, I thought so. Where those be? In the field where the scarecrows be. Pull a hole right there where your earlobe be. It's quite clear that the heroes be. Get a graveyard marking where your plot gon' be. When the gates start sparking and them shots gon' be. Spit rapid on them. Roll them up in the carpet and wrap plastic on them. We roll weed on this bastard and put the ashes on them. I'm so like Nino, Pasha to treat me
like Theo, till I seen a kilo for Rio.
Yeah.
Hustle like Nino, boss used to treat me like Theo, till I seen a kilo.
Yeah.
My mom used to
give
me like Rudy.
Oh shit! What rhymes with that? Let's think.
I feel.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You
it's an ongoing thing. It won't be no end. At the top, it's only me. It won't be no thing. That shit crazy.
I'm loving that joint. Like I like where you went with it. And I'm about direction. So of course I'm sitting here listening. Like where he gonna go with this joint? Like you listen to the first verse. And I listen to a lot of artists out here today, and they be rapping, and that's all they be doing, just rapping. It's like, all right, your first verse, man, like, where you go? You went somewhere totally different. I like, you know, like I said, that storytelling, that topic, staying on it. So
people
can, like you said, drawing that picture. Like, you can't just start all of a sudden coloring out the lines. I think there's a lot of that going on right now, so I think records lose me. You know, like, you listen to a record, and you're like, okay, well, where they going with it? And then you hear something totally off base, and it just throw you all the way off balance because you was enjoying that first intro of the record.
Exactly.
So it's dope. I haven't heard that one in the flesh yet.
Yeah, we got the video. We got the video for that. It's on YouTube. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Ozzo. He shot that video right there, Ozzo Vision. You know what I mean? He shot that joint crazy. I love that video. Love that record. That's a crazy record right there.
We definitely got to get that some play. Got to get that up on the website. Show that some love. So I definitely want to jump into another joint because, you know, we're getting close to time. But I want to play as many of these joints as possible because this is the listening party, you know. And people want to jump on and be like, yo,
this is cool.
Yeah. We about selling these records. So tell me a little bit of For Life.
Oh, yeah. This is a crazy record right here. This is one of those, you know. Those crazy records. For Life is really crazy. Faust produced this joint. It's another Faust joint right here. And it's just, man, it's a crazy record. It's real street, real hard. You know, I switched the flow up on it. It's nothing like Theo. You know what I mean? It sounds totally different from Theo. So, and I wanted to really do that. I wanted to have records on the In the Flesh album that you didn't think I would do. You know, and these one of those records, I totally don't sound like myself on it. So, I really like the record because of that. It's really original. It's a style I'm fucking with, so it's crazy.
So For Life, y'all, let's jump right into it. This is what we about. Let's do it. Doja the drug. Doja smoke. Nina Capone on the Streets Radio. Let's go.
Jive. Flush. Jive. Flush. Jive. For Life.
Bring home to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be
For Life.
It ain't hard to see, but that armory that I brought with me
For Life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this all can be
For Life.
Move weed plants to that crack rock to his back block
For Life.
Bring home to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be
For Life.
It ain't hard to see, but that armory that I brought with me
For Life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this all can be
For Life.
Move weed plants to that crack rock to his back block
For Life.
Bricks, weed pounds, lack truck for that transport. Trap house, stacked out, busy getting them gram sword. You need that? I measure that. Bag it up and then sell it to you. Send the money, I send the stuff. Compress the weed and then mail it to you. For Life, hustle that. Copping that and then pumping that. You got beef, I cock it back. Cock it back and then dumping that. For Life, that dirt weed. What the fuck would I want with that? Only fuck with that loud weed. Can't seem to get enough of that. Eat good, fuck good. Fuck good and then eat good. Don't care if they doing bad. Only caring if we good. Only caring if we win. We win then y'all lose. Competition ain't competition. Don't confuse me with these dudes.
For Life.
Bring harm to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be
For Life.
It ain't hard to see that armory that I brought with me.
That's For Life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this all can be
For Life.
Move weed plants to that crack rock to his back block
For Life.
Bring harm to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be
For Life.
It ain't hard to see, cause that armory that I brought with me,
that's for life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this ought to be
for life.
Move weed plants and that crack rock, it's back block
for life.
D.O.E. that drug shit, trap or die, we love this. Wait a shoddy at anybody, I mean anybody, that thug shit. Anybody got any problem with anything that my snub spit? If anything is in the way, I'm quick to say, man, fuck it. Hit whoever you come with, barrel bang that drum hit. My hand hurt that trigger pull, your cap twist and tug it. I don't wanna discuss it, I'm that disgusted. You all get that long clip, you talk shit, so I flushed it. My bitch ass is real fat, I mean real fat, so I fucks it. Takes it out, then hold it up, she turns around and then sucks it. I lock the door, close shade, not trying to be interrupted. The shit I bought, you wish you bought, but that's not in your budget. For life,
bring home to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be.
For life, it ain't hard to see, that armory that I brought with me,
that's for life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this all can be.
For life,
move weed plants and that crack rock, it's back block.
For life,
bring home to me, now what's on with me, you know it's gonna be.
For life,
it ain't hard to see, cause that armory that I brought with me,
that's for life.
You ain't hard as me, I work hard to be, so this all can be.
For life,
move weed plants and that crack rock, it's back block.
For life.
For life. I'm feeling that joint. Yeah, I'm really going, I got to play this joint and just kind of sit here and like, that one went hard. you needed Nina Capone on that one. You know, that's my kind of joke. Like, a lot of people don't know it. They think I do fun music, and I love some music, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, with HK, like, that's the kind of record I'm actually getting ready to do, a HK record. You
right.
know, when shit was real, when I... Because I'm listening to all the girls out here right now, like, it's a lot of females out here. But some of us are still real. Some of us want to hear that shit. And I think there's no female out here right now that's really bringing it that way. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm about to do that record again.
Yeah, I was thinking about selling that record. That record wasn't even going to be on In the Flesh. I was going to sell that record to somebody, you know what I mean? But... You know, I kept it because it was just so different and that shit crazy. Everybody loves For Life.
It's an anthem. It's an anthem.
Yeah, For Life.
For Life. You know what I mean? Like, I could see that. That's a summertime video. You know, I get my video production on it. I swear I'm somebody. Somebody someday. I'm going to be doing something different. It's one of my resume additions. But, like, I can definitely see the video, you know what I mean? Because I think, like, some people, you know, we are who we are, and I hear in that record definitely just longevity and who you are. Like, this is who I am. You know, although I stopped it, like I'm a hustler, and people who know me know, like, no matter what lane I'm in with hustling, I'm going to always be a hustler.
That's
I may not
life.
Be out there doing this shit illegally,
exactly.
But at this time, you know what I mean, like, I'm doing something different, and I'm a hustler. It's what I do. It's all I know.
I work hard to be, so this all can be for life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I heard that in there, and I'm like, okay, this is an anthem. Let me find out Doe got anthem on this joint.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know,
that's what's up.
That's just a dope record right there. I love that record.
That's definitely doing your thing. So, damn, like, I don't know. Like, we've been on the phone for, like, what, hour, two?
Yeah.
I don't care. That's why we got time
rolling.
We got about 40 minutes left. Got a few more songs and everything. And it's just, right, like, it's so much competition out here right now. The game is crazy. You know, I definitely want to, I'm going to ask you some more questions. And right now I want to definitely touch on the record industry. I know that you're putting a record out yourself, and I know you got your own business and everything. But what do you think of the current state of the music industry right now, like, where we stand? And in the sports, right now it's like, it's, I hate to say this, but the gayness, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But, like, what do you think of that huge change in it? Because, like, I mean, I got children. You got kids. You know what I mean? And we look at this and be like, damn, how do I explain this to my children? You know what I mean?
Right.
This big change. Like, and then for you and I to be artists and we're in this industry and they see it there, you know, my kids are older, so they ask me, Mom, like, have you ever been in that situation? So, like, how do you plan on handling that? You know, what are your outlooks on that? Like, just dealing with the explanation of what's going on in there. And, Daddy, are you involved?
I personally, my daughter listens to my music. So, you know, That may be bad, but she does listen to my music. But as far as the other question you first asked, I think that, you know, it's a lane for everything. Like back in the day, you had Big Daddy Kane, but you had De La Soul, and
right,
you had
right.
a little mixture of everything. I just think today it's not a lot of mixture of people that just have cold heart lyricism. It's not a lot of that.
Right.
So that's what's missing, you know what I mean? And everybody knows that's what's missing. So it's a lot of that, but not a lot of that. So we just got to bridge the gap. And the way to bridge the gap is, you know, you got to, everybody that's about that got to really get it out there and really push it and really stick together. Like that kind of music is really East Coastish, so a lot of niggas up north don't really stick together. They don't really get together and make music.
Right,
they're
right.
always in some type of secret, competitive type of sport with each other. It's like, I'm in competition with myself. I want to beat the last shit that I did. So,
exactly.
But up north, it's like we all want to beat each other. You know what I mean? And I'm not about that. That's why I'm open to work with whoever. But that's why the South is getting it, because the dumb niggas, you know, they down
they
there. Yeah, they rapping with each other and they getting it. So the reason why that type of sound is not out there is because we don't all stick together. If everybody go on the record together and collab and push it out there, you got more videos, you got more money being secured for budgets to do those videos and do those songs. So it's a whole lot of shit, you know. It's just, it's more so, you know, everybody up here trying to get together and push that sound. And I'm going to do it without niggas, so, you know, I'm going to push that sound no matter what. You know, I'm gonna take it to the top. But I'm not all about just East Coast. That's my core. My core sound is the street East Coast sound. But I make songs like everything and For Life. Like, that's not a problem for me to make. It's just that the core of me is, you know, street lyrics and lyricism. So, you know, I'm gonna bring that back, definitely.
Well, it's definitely needed, because, like I said, if I gotta wake up and it's like 5 a.m. and I wanna hear that HK shit, that's the core of what I'm listening to, because that's the kind of music that we make.
Right.
So it's still people out here who want to hear it. I mean, I definitely love. I be grooving, and you know, I'm in the field of custom type of customer service type field, and
right.
to avoid cursing a motherfucker out. Shout out the contest.
But, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, to avoid that, I had to kind of elevate myself and get myself all worked up before I get there. So my anxiety stays at a, you know what I mean? I'm already there. Like, y'all can't get me no more worked up than what I already was on my way in this motherfucker.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like, you know, like I said, music really touches people in so many different ways. You know, I use it as, Lord knows, it's like medicine for me, for real.
Right.
So tell us about Judas. And I'm skipping through the order.
It's,
you know.
The song Judas, this song is, it's crazy. It's like, you know, the song is really, like, on some shit. Like, you know, I got the idea from, like, I remember, like, you know, when I was doing my thing, you know, a few years ago, I was on the radio, you know, I had Who Kid mixtapes and all that. It was like I had so many niggas around me, and now I don't really have those same niggas around me. So
right.
it's like, you know, it's more so, like, goes back to the song Theo, where I'm like, at the top is only me, it won't be no friends. So it starts off being on that tip, but then it starts being about for everybody. Like, you may have a Judas in your life. You may not know. You know what I mean? Motherfucker may be real close to you saying they down for you, but in reality, they is your worst fucking enemy. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
so,
no, I met him. I know who it is. Right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, the record starts off like that, and then it becomes a story on how some Judas shit might end. So it's a dope record. My nigga Jay Strong produced this joint. It's really the lyrics is crazy, the story is crazy, you gotta really hear it. It's crazy.
And we about to do that. As you know, it's your girl Nina Capone. Got my boy Those Are the Drugs, Those Just Smoke with Judas, y'all. Check it out.
Judas ass nigga. Yeah. Jazz. Friends to the end. Honor over all, never spite your friends, even over broad. All you screaming is frauds don't last. Guess he's halfway real, he's a fraud in the past. Supposed to be squad, but he hated. Ain't around now, but he would if I made it.
Wasn't around when the weed crib got raided. He faded to black and now we saw the way faded. And even though shit was weird, I ain't feel him. We was like brothers and that's why I didn't kill him. I would've chased his ass through the crib with the ratchet. Before I sparked, I crossed my heart like a Catholic priest would. I would've did it if police would. Found out where the peace was and that wouldn't be good. Cops chased us around them bars so you know we hid. We was jumping over cars like Kobe did. We done even got at niggas and went down, rolled the window down and shot at niggas. You needed money, I would lend you mine. I needed money, you would lend me yours. I mean, fuck it, that's what friends are for. Gotta keep your friends close, that's the art of war. You fuck shorty, but shorty's a black-hearted whore. And you ain't even have to. But if the shoe was on the other foot, I would probably smash too. We were supposed to stash cash by the back too. Get the jack painted half black, half blue. This nigga seeming like Judas to me, like Popeye. They was hating like Brutus on me. Niggas got stupid. I was hotter than the pilot. And the green beam are looking like an olive. Niggas hated when my shit popped. Prayed for my downfall. Same shit that got big shot. Leave a player hater respirator style. Up the ladder to success escalator style. Niggas hate you when they ain't you. Used to see the creature on the paper when they paint you. Four-headed beast with a tail like a snake. Niggas ain't real, I can tell niggas fake and made up. Not me, I'm just trying to get my change up. Laid up with my leg up, you dig it? If not, then you one of them. You heard birds flock together, so if you ever run with them, don't let them put a spell on you. Cause when the spell breaks, they will go to the Jake and sell on you. Have you locked down for a couple bricks? While you was in jail, she was home sucking dicks. You locked down, stressing that you love her. But word got back, she was fucking with your brother. Years later, a bunch of tears later, you coming home wanting her. He upstairs fucking her. Open up the door, she was laying ass naked. Baking on the stove, they was about to have breakfast. His heart dropped to his knees, and now he's half breathing. She pulled the sheets over her titties and started screaming. He saw a demon. Then he got his gun, started shooting, spun around, and saw his son. Damn.
Yo, that's straight up some Biggie shit. Yeah. Ain't nobody do that. It's so fucking long. I'm choking over here.
Very
yo,
epic.
That was so fucking dope. I'm definitely feeling it, John. All right.
That's
going on the Nina Capone catalog, too. Definitely feeling that Judas shit.
That's
yo. Turned around
these
and
niggas seeming like these niggas
yeah.
seeming like Judas to me. Like Popeye, they was hating like Brutus on me.
Yo, yeah, you was in your bag with that. Yo, what really like what moment encouraged that dream?
That record just those words really just set in my head for so long. It's like I'm telling you, like these songs really just be. I got songs in my head for the next album, so. But this song just set in my head for so long. And I just had to get it out of me, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, the song is all the way real, and it's about shit that goes on every day. So, you know, it is what it is, you know. Judas, is,
yeah,
it is what it is.
So real, so real. And yeah. I really like that. Like, the whole exit was phenomenal. Like, I got to give you a standing ovation for that joint right
Thank
there.
Thank you
yeah.
so much. I appreciate
you know what
that,
I mean?
Man.
Like, because I think that's you know, that epic end. You don't hear it no more in records. You know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
because niggas don't care. You know what it is, though? Niggas be so high going in the studio and so about shit that don't really count. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, no disrespect, but, like, popping a Molly don't really count for shit. You know what I mean? But a record like Judas does. And it's like, because there's some real shit that niggas go through every day that you can really relate to. I can't relate to no fucking Mollies because I don't do Mollies. But
right,
I can't
right.
relate to a nigga stabbing you in the stomach because you know your enemies. No, a nigga stabbing you in the back because you know your enemies going to stab you in the stomach. You know they're your enemies. But the niggas you don't know is the niggas that stab you in the back. And they
right.
Judas niggas, you know what I mean? So that's where it's at.
I think we all been there. Like, sheesh, I can't eat shit. All I
but
can
what
see,
would the world be? What
wow.
would the world be without that? You know what I mean? So
but
it
you
is
know,
what
man,
it
what,
is.
What would we be as people? Like, you know what I mean? I think that's something that we had. I mean, Lord knows, I lived it, and my own man was a fucking Judas, but we ain't gonna go there. And you know what I mean? Like, you know who I'm talking about. And I'm not even gonna take it there, but you already know, like, that shit was like crazy. So you look and you be like, damn, like, I tell chicks every day, like, yo, I got a joint called Murder.
Right.
That pretty much breaks it fucking down. Like, niggas will put you in a situation too. See, a lot of females out here think that they with these dudes and niggas won't snitch on them or tell. Nigga will throw you all the way under the bus, you know what I mean? And put you in situations like, you know what I mean? Like, every nigga don't care about you. He's because he say he love you, don't mean he love you.
Let me tell you this. Like, I would never kill over money, you know. I would kill over some woman. But I definitely would kill you over betrayal. So that's why a record like Judas was really prominent to me, because I feel strongly about that. Like, I would, you know, kill over betrayal. So that's why that's a real record. And, it's the heart of In the Flesh. So it's in the middle of the album, because it's the heart of it. It's really what the rest of the songs is about, not per se, but what they are about. So that's what it is, you know what I mean? Like, just feeling like your back is against the wall. And, you know, and, like, you know, when it gets to the point where niggas be like, oh, well, you know, he's done, or whatever case, anything I ever said I was going to do, I did it. It may not have been on your time, but it was definitely on my time. So that's where we at with it, In the Flesh, you know what I mean? Those are the drug. You feel
and
me?
I'm saving In the Flesh for last, because it's the longest song, and I think we just
and you know what?
In
the Flesh,
out with
that record is the best record on the album.
Well, see, they're not
going to
hear that yet. They're not
going to
hear it.
Hands down, it's the best record on the album. That's the autobiography of me all the way. Like, that's the record that really I go in, like, telling you what it is. You know what I mean? So
I can't wait to hear that, John.
Yeah.
In the meantime, between time, we're going to talk about this weed and sex.
Love it, baby. If you haven't had sex high, then you fucking didn't do shit yet. You didn't do shit yet. You haven't. You haven't fake sex.
Stop having fake ass sex. Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Well, we got to jump right in this, John. We just going to jump off the fucking bridge.
Let's go.
Let's do it, John.
It's like, I'm so high, girl.
Shorty on that la-la, she be all sky high. I'm just trying to get her to the crib, voila. She got a body and a face that'll make you geek. We roll the weed up, she be putting the feet up. I be turning the heat up, tangerine kush. Not really, but it really got a tangerine look. From Philly, but she really got a magazine look. No, it really went silly, cause she never seen a crook. Now we bout to roll up, Dutch lit, truck fit. Heard I'm bout to blow up, we should throw a O up. Now she like, know what, we should roll another one. And after that, roll another one. I can make you high, make you feel higher, make you feel wired till you feel tired. We smoking on honey. Choking on, got it all open on, about to get my stroking on, gotta put in lotion on, bathing the body work, body needing detail, I'ma do the body work, I can make your body jerk, duck with the hash in it, go ashtray, just to put the ash in it, long hallway, OG Kush, got her old thing on me, oh she hooked, when the high goes down, I'll be down in the bush, all we need is one round, that's the round for the books, yeah. We talk,
got another one here, Doja. You know how we do, baby.
Yo, that was Weed and Sex. My boy, Doe. Featuring Jay Strong. Doe.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
He like, yes, sir. Listen, that joint was dope, too. And you know what? Shout out to Jay Strong and shout out to you, too, for definitely picking the right type of beat for that joint. You know, as a hip-hop connoisseur, I can definitely say, you know, the music makes the song. So if you can put the right lyrics and match it to, you know, take the right lyrics and match it to the right beat. So you did a good job on that. I could definitely, you know.
Yeah, I'm so into making sure what I'm rapping about match the beat. And, you know, like, a lot of times when I pick beats, you know, niggas look at me like, nigga, why you pick that beat? I'll be like, don't, wait a minute. Wait till I do what I'm going to do to it, you know what I mean?
Give me a minute. I got you.
Because right, that beat is, like, trippy. Like the Beatles, the Black Beatles type sounding beat, you know what I mean?
Right. It's cool. It's laid back. It takes you into Weed and Sex. I mean, you had to do one or the other on it, but you went both ways, so it was kind of dope. Like, it's like, I'm going to jump in and throw it all in there. For y'all, that was dope. That's definitely dope because, you know, like I said, just being a hip hop connoisseur, listening and doing these reviews on these albums, and then you keep it real, niggas be mad at me. Like, you mad at me, but you asked me to review your shit, and it's shit. And I'm telling you the truth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Like, don't ask me to do no shit that you don't want the truth on. Because if I listen, I'm gonna tell you, I've been doing this shit for too long.
Yeah,
I'm tell you,
me too.
Too much is truth. You know what I mean?
A lot of
niggas out here, they want to be hot. They want to be told that they're hot. And I tell them, like, I sponsor my daytime job sponsors my show.
Right.
So I don't have nobody to answer to. You know what I mean? This show been up since 2006. I sponsor it. I always have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not answering to nobody. You know what I mean? Like, it's real shit. I do what I want. I'm the CEO.
Yeah, this show is like, believe me, this show, among others, is the pulse of what hip-hop is. So, you know, no matter how big I get, I will always continue to do shows like this because this is what hip-hop is about, not that other shit where niggas be on the radio, you know, laughing, not being able to be them because they can't really say the right shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's
right,
just
right,
like,
right,
the,
right.
At the end of the day, you know, I never want to be a coward. I never want to be fraud or anything like that. So, I love radio shows. Like, this is the real shit, you know what I mean? Like, all day.
Well, you know, you got to check out my sister's shows, Air It Out Radio, Fire Chick, and Honest Fire Show as well, you know what I mean? So, definitely holler at my girls because they hold it down. When I'm not on air, them ladies is definitely doing their thing.
Shout out to her, too. I knew her for a long time, too. Shout out to her, too. And definitely everybody listening, it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Amazon, it's on everywhere. So Doja Smoke in the flesh. You will not, this is a joint you can clean your house to, you can smack a nigga to, like, you know what I mean? You can do everything.
I'm going to go with B Snack. I just want to smack a nigga. So I'm going to go with that one.
You're so violent. Violent.
You know, I've never changed, though. I've never changed. I live down here where I caused all this fucking trouble all these years, and I'm like, damn, I got to drive through there every day. Now I'm nervous.
You know what I mean?
Now I'm nervous and shit. I didn't fucking jump out and did all this crime. And
it's
I'm like,
for
damn,
life.
Sir, I'm sorry.
It's for life. It's for life.
But, you know, that's dope. That's definitely dope. And I'm feeling the album, definitely. And, I mean, that's from my heart, not because we go back, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to always keep it funky with you. Like, if you fell off, I'm going to tell you. You'll be the first to fucking tell you. But definitely got a crazy sound. Definitely respect what you're doing right now. Definitely,
thank you so much.
You know, feeling the moves that you're making. I mean, it's not easy. Personally, it's been stressful for me. You know what I mean? Even get an album done, yet let alone put one out and
rock
out with it. So
here to help. Yeah,
and I need
help.
That. I ain't gonna hold
you.
Like, it's real shit. You know how stressful this can be. And I have so much other stuff going on. In order for me to fund my project, I gotta grind. You know what I mean? So the TV show, that gotta go into play because I'm not the CEO of that one. Like, that's a job. You know what I mean? So
right.
The reality series is gonna pay for my album to actually happen because I don't want to come out under a major label. And, you know what I mean, I want to come out under my label where I can have, you know, creative rights. Because what a lot of people don't understand is once, yeah, you got a record deal, but a record deal is like getting a mortgage. And if you own your own home, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, you got to pay that shit back. And I've had many, many record deals, and shit, I'm still doing records for record labels that you'll never hear because I'm going to fucking give it to them and they're going to shelf it. And I don't care because I'm not going to put a whole bunch into it. But you owe them what you owe them, and that's basically what it is. So, you know, I encourage artists, at, you know, such as yourself and anybody out there that's out here grinding for this shit, do what you do. Like, anytime, my mom's 50-something years old, and she's still doing this. Like, you know what I mean?
Listen, I'm on the same tip. Like, you know, I just want to, the only thing a record label could really do for me at this point is distribute my music. And, know, major distribution, like in the stores, you know, they don't have to do nothing. We got our, I got my producers, I got my image, I got my whole everything, directors, video directors, all that. So it's anything, they couldn't do anything for me. You know what I mean? We over here, we doing it over here. Yeah, that's exactly what they looking for.
When I go sit in a lot of meetings, you know, I manage a couple artists and, you know, and also some producers. And when I go into these meetings with, you know, with my artists, that's what they want to know. What did you finish? Like, what's done? What do you need? They don't want to know about the guy that you're working on or the guy with the talent. That's nice that he has talent. Who's ready? Who's ready right
and
now?
And you know what? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I believe that shit. Like, I go in, I say, look, I'm going to do In the Flesh, and the flesh is done. It's not on your time. It's definitely going to be on my time, though. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
But it's going to happen. So, you know, that's what it is. I'm happy. I love this album. Like, I've done other CDs with Who Kid, other CDs with Blanc and everything, but I really love this album. Like, this album, I love it.
And I hear it. I hear it, and I've watched you post it, and I've watched the excitement and anticipation about you putting this one out. And just knowing you and, knowing the shit that we've been through and how long we've been in this game, and to see somebody excited in anticipation of a project that they just finished, we created that anticipation, that excitement for you with this particular album.
Exactly, and be able to manifest what it is that actually goes on in my head.
Right,
amazing, because it's, you know, it's not easy to make these songs and record these songs, and they always have to be consistently better than the last shit you may have did. So, you know, it's a test of time, you know what I mean? But I'm always up to the challenge. You know, it's only going to get better and better. So, you know.
Well, I'm definitely looking for it, and definitely, you know, I'm going to hold you down. So, you already know, though.
I know.
I'm about my word. If you don't catch up with me, it's because something happened on my end. And anybody know what it is. Like, you know, I meet you, I'm a real humble person, and I try to remain this way. And at times, I get off the edge because, you know, I'm Hollywood. Shit.
We all do. We all flesh, baby.
We
all flesh.
And I think we owe it to ourselves to get in that lane sometime. And I think a lot of us, you know, like I was dealing with somebody a little earlier today in a phone interview. And we were speaking about, you know, artists coming out, getting out of their character. And I think we all owe it to ourselves to get a little cocky here and there. Like, why not? And if you don't have it in you, it's not going to come out in your music. And that's what the listeners want to hear. They want to hear that your arrogant side. Like, if you weren't arrogant, why am I listening to you? Who want to hear a punk motherfucker on a record? Like, you don't want to hear that. You don't buy that.
I'm just confident. I won't necessarily say I'm arrogant because that would be kind of brash to say. But I would just say that I'm really, really confident. And I know that anything that I do, anybody that's fans of mine, they know that the shit that I come with is going to always be that shit. You know what I mean? It's never going to be, you know what I mean? I'm too nice, you know what I mean? So it's never going to be some whack shit. You know what I mean?
I say I'm arrogant on all my songs. Just listen, check out Nina. I be like, I'm arrogant like a motherfucker, arrogant as shit. No, that is real, it's real shit. So jumping into the next joint, because we getting low on minutes here. Not that I gotta ever stop, cause do what I fucking want. But anyway, but you know, like he like okay. She says that. But Work It featuring G Stacks. What's this joint about?
Yeah, this was a record that I had already had before I even started recording in Flesh. So, Jay Strong produced this joint. Blanc is on it. So, and my homie Stax is on it. So, we made it like a back black record. This is a dope record. I closed the album out with it, I think. No, it's the second to the last song. So it's like a dope Back Block record. You know, we got that Back Block shit going on. And, you know, we're going to do a CD soon with everybody that we fuck with that's going to be Back Block, and it's going to sound like this. So, you know, this is the preview of what's yet to come of that whole Back Block shit. So this is a dope record right here. And we go in on it lyrically, so...
He like, ho, pause. We go the fuck in. They going the fuck in on this drink right here. So what kind of listener to this drink? I ain't got enough to say. That was a hell of an intro. Let's do it, y'all. And this is Runny L. You already know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time with it, and we won't play that out.
Yeah, this record is this record is like my life, you know what I mean? Like, it really is my life. And it's crazy because, how we say every year, like, this is going to be the year we do it.
Right,
this is
going to
be the year
right.
that the world knows, you know, that this is that work. And when it doesn't happen, you know, the new year becomes like the antagonist in your life. Like,
right.
it becomes that dark force that's trying to keep you from getting to where you got to go.
Right, right.
So throughout the song, I mention the ball dropping throughout the song. And the ball dropping is like, you know, that negative force that's trying to keep me from getting to where I got to go. But I'm still going. So, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to win. It's fate that I'm doing this and I'm going down this road. And I'm not going to stop till I get to my destiny. So, you know, the record is really, really crazy. This is the last record I recorded for the album. So, it's just a crazy record, man. It's my life on track. It's crazy. Faust did the beat, so this is a crazy record.
I'm ready. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Though, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it, Charles, your girl. They can fall on the streets radio. We've been holding it down for so long. They've been 2 hours here. Yo, we killing it. Got my boy Doe on the line, and this joint right here is in the fucking flesh, y'all. Let's do it.
Yeah. In the flesh.
Started off
with a whole lot of hate. Knew I would do it, can see you do it when it's fate. I do it with music, but then the music had to wait. When shit got crooked, I took it and made it straight. With dreams of getting the deal, I made a tape. My skills, they were sharp like steel, I made it break. Me and Blunt had deals, but the deals wouldn't break. And the thought of not making a meal, I couldn't take. Nope, I couldn't wait. Had to go get it. Had to surpass all the limits. Me and my team, we in it and wanna win it. Feeling like the Phillies, trying to get us a pennant. Trying to get up the money, cause you know niggas struggle. You know niggas hustle, but them chips like ruffles. Bad chicks, they love you, then they draws drop. But soon as the bar drop, that's when the cars stop. But this time around, I'm calling all shots for the green. So by New Year's Eve, the bar drop, we'll be in them hard tops. Houses on the hill with it, now the haters gotta deal with it. Never been a fraud, nah, I was real with it. Trying to eat, so this rapping is like a meal ticket. It's kinda deep, cause these niggas will try to still spin it. Even though them niggas know that I'ma still win it. Still win it like a championship. On the grind with the rapping like I'm trapping and shit. But seeing time better happen, and now I'm convinced. Cause I surpassed all the tasks I was rapping against. And I surpassed all the times I was left in the cold. I done sold everything in the world but my soul. So sit back, let the In the Flesh album unfold. And never let anything ever mess with your goals. I'm from the hard part of life, where you are, what you like. If the money's on your mind, you grind with all your might. And I'm back, and I'm back, and I'm back on. And I'm back, and I'm back, and I'm back on. I'm from the hard part of life, where you are, what you like. If the money's on your mind, you grind with all your might. Nigga. And I'm back.
Definitely a winner. Definitely a winner. I see you went all the way in on that. He's like, yeah, we're going to go all. All right, this one we're going all the way in on. Definitely filling that drink right there.
Yeah, that's my, that's that shit right there, man. That's my song right there. That's about my life.
I understand the placement. I understand the placement of it, too. So I'm definitely filling it. I'm filling the whole joint.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Yo, and I'm like, you know, it's hard to find, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I get a lot of artists who just send me music and then I don't respond to them because, I mean, real shit. Like, I'm gonna keep it funky. Fuck it. Like, it is what it is. I don't respond because it's not there. Like, I'm not playing that shit on my show. Sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for me to do this, now I don't know, I'm gonna get a lot of calls about, you know, I wanna do a live listening party. But I gotta listen to your shit and like it. Like, if
right.
I don't like it, I don't really expect nobody else to like it. Because I, you know, I'm about my listeners, and I represent a certain class of a listener. And I do what I do. I pick out this music for them. I'm really a DJ. Like,
right.
DJs respect me. So shout out to all the DJs. DJ T-Dog, my DJ here. You know, DJ Noodles, DJ Cosmic Kev. These are DJs. You know what I mean? I affiliate myself with DJ Mackie. DJ Tay-Rock, DJ. I can go on with the DJs. But shout out to all the DJs that hold me down and, you know, who believe in what I'm doing and know that I'm not just some chick trying to be known with this radio show. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
But in the game, exactly. Like, I've been doing this and, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to scratch. And I don't know how to mix. I don't know how to play good music. I know how to
right.
put shit together where it's going to sound right. And I know what people want to hear. I know how to get a party started. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. You definitely got... And I wouldn't even call what you got underground. You know what I mean? At this time, I'm gonna say it's listening music. It's that Jada Kiss shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, motherfuckers listen to Jada. I don't give a fuck where Jada is or whatever. But he's one of my favorite, and we listen to Jada. You know what I mean?
Right.
We listen to Button. Like
right.
these motherfuckers, you gotta listen to because, and you only put them on depending on your mood. Like, oh
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
This just happened. I need to hear this shit. This is definitely one of them albums that you put in a listening section because it's driving music. You know
hey,
what I mean? Like,
listen, all day. Like, you put that In the Flesh on and your fucking car might go in the air. You know what I mean?
You know what
like,
I mean?
So
like,
that's what Tip is on.
And that's how you want to feel. That's what you want to hear. That's what you want your listeners to hear. But shout to social networks out, all that, because motherfuckers got to follow you. They got to
know
where to download.
Definitely follow the king on a... Doja the Drug at twitter.com. Follow me on Instagram, Doja Smoke 2013. And, you know, follow me on Facebook, Doja the King, Doja Smoke. And definitely, if you don't follow me, follow the album, baby. It's in stores. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Play. Doja Smoke In the Flesh. It's definitely that work. Definitely that work. And Nina, I thank you for even giving me the time out your day to do this. That was really major. I appreciate that so much.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, holler at me to find out the stats on it. You know, I'm all about the stats. The numbers in the back end, they would matter the most. It's one thing about having the people that know, you know, we know they're going to listen. But then those that we don't know, like, when you get those 10, 20, you know, 1,000 downloads,
oh, yeah.
You're like, damn, who's listening?
Oh, yeah,
so,
we want all that. We want
absolutely,
all that.
You know what I mean? Like, and I do, you know, I got excellent stats on this, and I can tell you, like, where your fan base is. You know, I'll say take about 2 months to get back and say, well, this is where your fan base is in Canada. Your fan base is
right.
In Japan. Because I think it's important to up-and-coming artists, period. You know, we put our records. Where's my fucking fan base? I mean, and that's what radio shows are supposed to do. So tell you where your demographic is, especially internet based, because we all over the world. So
exactly. Definitely,
I will keep you posted on that. You know what I mean? Definitely stay tuned. You already know. Now that I got all these songs loaded, we gonna go ham. Those
you got the whole, album.
So you in there? No, we
yeah.
You in there?
No. I'm already thinking about another album, you know, recording one, not actually putting it out, but, you know, the next album coming out September 11th is going to be called Chair, so, you know.
Well, we definitely got work. You got to get at me, and we got to do some work and make some shit happen. Shout out to my boy Vibe Beats. We back at it, and, hey, like, it's definitely time to work. I'm working on this, and, you know, shout out to my boy Bandit, Vibe Beats, Montana Black, of course. You know, and everybody grinding, everybody in hustle mode, and I think it's time we jump back in, and everybody need a Nina Capone album. So fucking
yes,
dead.
Yes, definitely. Where that's at, where that's going to be at.
Man, right now, and it's crazy because I got a mixtape that's finished, and I shelved it, but we definitely going to put it out there, and we about to get out of here. So
yes.
I'm going to let you interview
I want to say, I just want to say one more thing. I want to say shouts to everybody that supports me. My fans and my family, I love y'all. If y'all listening, I love y'all. We're going to get this done. We're going to get this in. Shout out to all my supporters, you know, everybody that downloaded the album. I love it. You know what I mean? And I love you, Nina.
Love you back. Love you more. This is what we about. But we about to get out of here. It's your girl, Nina Capone, my boy, Doja, the drug, in the flesh. Y'all already know. Hit the link up on industriesradio.com. You can check out. You can take you right to the album. So make sure you download that. Like, yo, it's serious out here. This is what we doing now. Doe, thank you. I can't thank you enough for coming
thank
on the
you.
Show and representing and promoting the show. You know what I mean? That's most and foremost.
All day.
That's way big. So definitely holler at your girl on the other side. You already know what it is. And like I said, holler at me on some stat shit because I got you. And I'm about to be up out of here. So... I gotta walk out. I got some walking music here. Hold on. Before I walk, I got to some dope shit, and I'm gonna just walk out to the abyss because I thought it was kind of dope. This is my exit music, y'all. Nina Capone, Industry Radio. Check me out. Y'all already know. Times change, days change, but I never change. Which is how we do it.
In the flesh, the abyss. Before I tell my story, yeah.